What is the power of prayer? Is there any? The front page of Thursday's New York Daily News featured quotes from prominent Republicans about the murders in San Bernardino. Headline writers thought they saw a theme. Dr. Rand Paul had tweeted, "My thoughts and prayers are with the victims." Senator Ted Cruz tweeted, "Our prayers are with the victims." They echoed Speaker Paul Ryan, who tweeted, "Please keep the victims in your prayers." The Daily News front page thundered, "God isn't fixing this," in bold letters and said below, "Cowards who could truly end gun scourge continue to hide behind meaningless platitudes." A debate broke out on Twitter. Many passed along the tart reaction of Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. "Your thoughts should be about steps to take to stop this carnage," he tweeted. "Your prayers should be for forgiveness if you do nothing again." The senator's staff later explained he aimed his words at politicians who vote on gun policies, not citizens who find comfort in prayer. Zach Ford at Think Progress was sharper yet. "If you think talking to the voice in your head is helping anyone but yourself, you're wrong," he tweeted. "I'm not going to be bashful about saying so." Some people complained about, it was a new term to me, prayer shaming. I don't know how many weeks I've been at my desk in the middle of the day and seen a bulletin cross the screen, urgent shooting. It could be most any and every week. The names of towns, Colorado Springs last week, San Bernardino this week, Roseburg, Oregon in October, Platte, South Dakota in September, Lafayette, Louisiana in July, Omaha in January, and of victims, heroes, and assailants sometimes seem to run together. There is almost not enough time to mourn before the next crime. And within minutes, familiar voices chime in on social media and news channels to say the latest shooting simply proves that they're right, both those who say greater gun control is needed and those who say gun regulations don't work. I think a lot of people who pray don't think of it as a replacement for deeds or an occasion to utter a gift list of desires. They pray to open their minds and hearts. They pray when words won't come and emotions overwhelm. They pray to mark a loss and to try to make a moment of peace in a landscape of turmoil. They don't see prayer as a substitute for action, but the beginning. The merit of prayer is what people do after we say amen.